Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley.
And Beth Jacobson.
And we have this show as a venue to discuss the many facets of healing, shifting, and spirituality.
And we are on from Tuesdays from 7 to 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. You can call in. You can email us at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com if you have any questions, comments, or if you have any insights, or if you're looking for, you know, certain topics that you would like for us to discuss. If you have anybody that you know that would be an appropriate speaker to come on here that you feel that the world, since we're out there internationally and nationally, so we can get the word out on about bringing in new light and whatever modalities they're using, again, you can give us an email, contact Marie or Beth. Marie and I also do goddess parties if you wish to have us come into your home, school, community, your business. You can call Marie or I. Marie's number is 651-303-0555, and Beth is 651-900-4136. We also have a blog, divinegoddessradio.wordpress.com, if you would like to go in and see what we have to say. And we would love if you came in and liked our Facebook page, Divine Goddess Radio. Is there anything else that I need to mention?
And our website is www.divinegoddessradio.com, and you can go in there, and that's where you can schedule readings if you would like. We do them individually. We do them together. Our rates are published there. We can do them by Skype, by phone, in person if you happen to be in the Twin Cities. So go in there and check out our webpage. And this episode is sponsored by Christine Scott, Intuitive Connections. You can call her at 651-346-9646 or email her at christine@lovetruthjoy6@gmail.com for an appointment. Her website is yourtrueidentity.com, and she offers intuitive guidance, understanding, and healing.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Well, welcome, everybody, to Happy Tuesday.
Yes, Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday.
And tonight we have a fantabulous guest. Shirley Moore is with us this evening, and she's going to be leading us through a guided hypnosis for past life regression. So we're going to talk to her and get a background on what everything is, and then she will guide us through. And then once we're done, listeners are welcome to call in at 347-327-9360 and share your experiences with us. So welcome,
Shirley.
Well, thank you. That's really quite an introduction. I'm a little intimidated by all your technology.
Nothing but the best here on Divine Goddess Radio. Nothing but the best.
It sounds like it. So I don't know if I can keep up with you, Gail.
Well, you know what, Shirley? You've been on our show before, and you've talked about the Bach Young or the Bach Flower Essence.
I did. Yeah.
So, Shirley, that's not all that she has to talk to you about. She has this other phenomenal stuff. Why don't you give us a little more background about people if they're just coming in and tuning in for the very first time?
Okay.
Who you are and what do you do?
Sure. Well, I originally got some training at the Meta Institute as a therapeutic coach, and that training, therapeutic coach, is kind of an umbrella for neuro-linguistic programming and hypnosis. And when I went there, my intention was to become a coach because I felt like I was coaching all my life anyway. I might as well have the certifications to go along with it. Hypnosis was not anything that was on my agenda. I kind of thought it was flaky, and I didn't know how much I bought into it. But by the time I was finished with the program, hypnosis was my favorite thing to do. So, and being hypnotized was one of my favorite things to do, and sliding into hypnosis when I even wasn't aware that I was going into trance was another. So I've done a lot of different healing modalities as well, Spring Forest, Qigong, and Reiki, of course, and attended classes with Mastering Alchemy and I Am Light and Shambhala. And so there are a number of different pieces that have all played into who I am today, and it's been an evolving thing just as it is with everyone, and accelerating greatly in the last few years and continuing to bump up every single moment of every day as I experience it now. So
now, is there a difference between trance and hypnosis, or is it the same thing?
Well, to me it's the same thing, but there are different levels of hypnosis, so that this evening we're just going to be doing some very light hypnosis, and I'll be guiding people, so it's more like it's a combo, guided imagery, hypnosis, trance. The lines are kind of blurred, but when I was when I first got my certifications from Mehta Institute, I went to Woodwinds Hospital as a volunteer, and I wanted to do hypnosis because I knew they had hypnobirthing.
Oh.
And I thought that would really be cool. But they did. I was an unknown entity to them, and so I understood that they wouldn't allow me to do hypnosis. But they proved that they gave approval for me to be doing guided imagery. So I said, sure, and I went out to look at guided imagery and discovered as I went along that there was, you know, a lot of blurry lines between guided imagery and hypnosis as well. So trance is really what I worked with people, and as a result of working at Woodwinds, I had so many people asking me for what I did to record sessions that I recorded a CD just for relaxation. And it's been very successful and very well received. I didn't record people's sessions because we were working on an individual basis, contrary to what we're doing this evening. And when we work on an individual basis, we're usually working on a problem. And I don't want to record the problem so that people can play it over and over again. I want the problem done and gone by the time they leave. So there's no sense recording that. You want something a little bit more neutral.
Exactly.
If you're going to record something. So that's how the CD came about. And then I've done another one since then that I've been pretty pleased with. But it took a few years for the timing to be right for it to come out. So did you have any other questions about hypnosis? Because
I do.
Have a few. Yeah.
Yeah, because just in case people are,
right.
you know, kind of new on their path,
right.
can you explain guided imagery?
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. I'll be telling people, you know, close your eyes, relax, think about this, go here, go there. I'll be guiding them through that process. So, and I think it's also interesting to note that there's a specific ultradian rhythm that the body has between 60 and 90 minutes, that you go up and you go down into an easier time to go into trance, which is why sessions can sometimes take a little bit longer. But you don't ever need to worry that you're going to go so deep into trance that you're never coming out of it, because all bodies have this ultradian rhythm, and once the rhythm picks up again, you're coming out of it. It's like when you're drifting off to sleep.
Okay.
Okay. It's a specific brain wave that we attempt to get to.
Okay.
And so the person doing it, the subject or the people listening in, don't need to know anything about that. And they don't need to be concerned about it. And a lot of times people will say, well, did you hypnotize me, or I can't be hypnotized. And they're absolutely correct. They cannot be hypnotized, because what happens is you allow yourself to have the experience of trance or hypnosis. And if you do not allow yourself to do that, then you don't have it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
When you see stage hypnosis, which is, you know, let's cluck like a chicken,
yeah.
and walk like
right.
a duck or whatever.
Like, you better not do that to me.
That's generally people, a lot of times there's alcohol involved, so people's inhibitions are down a little bit.
Yeah.
But generally people are not going to do anything under hypnosis that they would not do when they were
okay.
drinking. Okay. Because there's just safeguards in place from your unconscious. And your unconscious mind never goes to sleep. It's always awake. It's always watching. And so people who heard about this show and decided that this would be a cool thing to do, they've already started the process. As soon as people ask me if what do I do for hypnosis, or could they have a session, it's already started, because their unconscious mind picks up on that and starts clicking away at what it is that they might most want to bring forward.
Okay.
So sometimes you can be surprised at what comes up, and other times you can ask for something specific and you will get it. But the unconscious mind is really very, very good and very astute and very quick to take up on it. And as we go through some of these exercises that we're going to do to visualize, just to show people what the guided imagery piece is, the unconscious mind may already be setting people up for certain things simply by what they visualize, what they imagine during that particular piece. So, and that's, of course, on an individual basis, you know.
Mm-hmm. So is that the experience I had with you? Did I go through a hip?
Well, I did not hypnotize you.
Oh, okay.
I don't hypnotize anyone, Beth. You allow yourself. Well, you were extremely ready.
Oh, yes.
I didn't have to do anything.
I'm easy.
You just had to lay down on the table and you were done. You were out. I could see it immediately. Your eyes were flickering and fluttering. And then you had an amazing 30 to 45 minute review of your session. And how long was your session?
Wasn't it that long?
Your session was 10 minutes. Recall was 30 to 45 minutes.
Really?
Yes. Ordinarily in the past, this session would have taken much longer than 10 minutes. Not that much longer, but longer than 10 minutes. But now, because of the energies, everything's moving so much faster. It's just like when you give a healing. You no longer need an hour healing. You don't need 30 minutes either. But as Master Lin from Spring Forest Qigong says, if people pay me for 30 minutes, I give them 30 minutes. But, yeah,
wow.
It goes pretty quickly.
Wow.
But you know, it expands because you're stepping into that quantum space of time.
Yes.
Where we're not, you're not in linear time when you're doing trance work.
Mm-hmm.
You're out of that. And so it seems very expansive to you. It seems like, oh, you were there for, you know, the whole day.
Yes, I'm
serious.
The
whole morning.
Yeah.
And then when you came out, that's why you had so much to come back with. Because you have so much there.
I felt great afterwards.
But we're doing very, very, you know, we're not doing what we do with an individual session here. We're not addressing issues or problems. This is more for fun, just an experiment. Try it out. See what you get. See how you like it. How does it make you feel? And to give you a little more comfort level and a little more information about what the world of guided imagery and trance and visualization and hypnosis is all about.
Because I know we're specifically talking about past life regression, too, with this guided imagery. So can you explain past life regression? And then how would that be relevant to a listener or anyone listening when they, you know, go through a session like this with the past life?
Well, I don't know if I've often heard, you know, if you don't learn from your past, you're bound to repeat it in the future. And I always thought that related to my current life path and to the current things that happened even in this century or the last. But it actually has expanded for me individually to mean something more than that, meaning the many, many lives that I've had in the past. For example, I went to the chiropractor, and he ended up telling me that I had no hope. And I was very disturbed by this.
What?
That's exactly what I said. Of course I have hope. Are you kidding me? But privately, I thought, let me see now. Where do I have hope? Where is this hope, and what is it? And so I went about on my search for hope. And I didn't expect to find it where I did, but I went to my first past life regression. And it was in an area I was unfamiliar with, so my husband drove. It was pouring rain, gloomy day, and he sat out in the car, and I went in, and I did this past life regression. I was a young boy in a distant province in China, and my father was the ruler of this province, but everyone who surrounded him was corrupt, and they poisoned him. And I was the next ruler, but I knew that I was going to eventually get poisoned too. So I was very, very sad. And it was the lifetime, apparently, many, many, many eons ago, where I lost hope. And so all of a sudden, she didn't say this to me. She just had me telling her what was happening to me. And then all of a sudden, this brilliant light came, like the sunlight came, and I said, what's going on? And she said, oh, I'm restoring hope. And I jumped off the table, and I opened my eyes flew open, and she tried to get me back on the table. But I was so excited that I had found hope, and so she was restoring it. And so when I came out, I asked my husband if the sun had come out while I was in there, and he said, no, it was pouring the entire time.
Wow.
So I said, okay, that's great, because that gives me a good indicator that I actually was looking for hope, and here I was able to find it. Then one day I was in class, and I was taking notes, and all of a sudden we were asked to put a date at the top of our paper, and I put down a date in the 1400s, and I saw a scene. I actually saw in my mind's eye a gentleman from medieval England, and for some reason or other, I believe it was in Bruges, Belgium, and he was a middle-aged man with a beard, and he had on a very fitted coat with fur cuffs and collar and a fur hat, and he had a large group of skeleton keys, and he was closing up his shop. And what was happening is in the town, it was a walled city, and they were being besieged, and they were losing, and they realized that, and they were sending the families out of the city that evening. They had tunnels, and his wife and children were going to be going, and the men were all going to be staying, and they knew that they were all going to die, and he was weeping because he had this shop that was full of lace and linens and bric-brac, tchotchkes of all kinds, and of what value were they when he couldn't adequately defend his family or stay with them to support them? And that was a really vivid past life that I experienced, and it was not intentional. It just came, and I just kept writing, and I kept crying, and the instructor looked at me and kept saying, are you all right? And I kept nodding my head and blowing my nose as the tears poured down my face. But that also was a time where I had lost hope. Mm. I realized, and so there there was a reality in the statement that I had lost hope, and so I've been on my quest to restore hope to my life since then.
Wow,
so that's the way that past life, knowing about your past life, analyzing them or thinking about them, and it was just my thinking and my conclusions that I came to. It was no one else's. So you don't have to listen to what somebody else has to say and take their word for it. You can make your own, you can draw your own conclusions to whatever it is that you experience this evening. So I thought that those would be two past life experiences that would be interesting to share with you. But I have to say that most of them that I've gone on, I've always just been a peasant with dirty bare feet.
Oh,
and grubby.
I'm sure we were then together.
I'm sure. But all of the other people that I do past life regressions with, they come out and they were the knights in the crusades, and they were the kings and the emperors, and they were the magicians, and they were, you know, everything that was holy and royal. But I haven't had that many holy royal experiences. Not that they aren't there, I simply haven't had them.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
How many past lives do you think, like, people have? I mean, because I know that's always a question. How do you know if you've had more than one? Like, do you have 10, 20? Is it just what you recall?
No, it isn't what you recall, because there are probably many more of them than that. But you have to realize you have lives. You never die. You just may not be in the physical.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have experiences on even other planets that you can access as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would say scientists grossly underestimate the planet's age and the number of times that the planet has gone, come up and down, and the experiences that humans have had on it. So I don't know. I just think of 500 and let it go. It's not really something that's too relevant to me, the exact number, but there are lots.
Lots, I'd say.
And you're talking any kind of life. It could be plant life, animal life, or just human life?
I was talking at that moment of human life.
Human life, okay.
And I think that's another discussion.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I know. A big one.
Yes.
So
yes.
We might not ever get to past life if we start on that.
Right, that's right. Well, I'm trying to think, like, if someone, you know, is new to this.
Yeah.
And all the questions that they may have, so.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's why I tried to think of some of the things, too, that, you know, people who say, well, I can't be hypnotized or how do you do it to me? Well, I don't do it to you. If you don't have a receptive mind, it's not happening.
Yeah.
So, and if it doesn't happen the first time, if you get nothing the first time, that's okay. It's just kind of a learning process, and everyone learns in a different way, and everyone experiences things in a different way. So one person might come out with this marvelous experience, and you might come out with nothing, but then you might try it again. The thing is also, though, tonight we open a door, and that door stays open for 3 days.
Oh, okay.
So in your dream time,
okay,
you may experience some vivid memory,
mm-hmm.
And you might want to try to remember it. You might want to try before you go to sleep to remind yourself that you would be looking for some memory, some past life experience,
okay.
And you might want to make sure that you remember it, and you write it down immediately. Keep pen and paper by your bedside because it goes away so quickly.
Yes.
And you think it doesn't, but it does.
It does, yeah.
It does.
Yep.
And what else I have discovered, and it's a little off topic, but I think also has to do with this, because I'm going to ask you to write it down, so the people should have a pencil and paper, and they can go and get that now if they need to.
Okay.
So that they can write down their experience right away. But another thing that I find valuable for myself is that not only do I write it down, I like to tell it to my husband, who I'm sure is probably pretty bored by this time, of listening to all of my dreams and things. But as I'm talking and explaining it to him, all of a sudden I get an aha about it that I didn't have before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's really valuable to write it down, to share it with others, or even
say
sometimes I say it out loud to myself.
Mm-hmm.
And as I'm saying it, I go, oh, I forgot this really important
piece.
Yes. And so so those are all just kind of helpful tips to help people get more out of the entire process.
So the worst case scenario for those who say they can't be hypnotized, at least they'll learn how to relax at a deeper level.
Well, we're not going to be going really deep. We're not going to be going to the point where you don't, where you can't hear my voice.
Okay.
Oftentimes in an individual session, people will appear to go, they will not only appear, they will go into a very deep state,
mm-hmm.
a deeper state.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what we're trying to achieve here.
Okay.
But the important thing is to remember, even if you do fall asleep, because if people have been working all day
mm-hmm.
and up early,
mm-hmm.
They're tired,
mm-hmm.
your unconscious mind gets everything.
Oh, yes.
Everything, everything. And when the time is right, it will reveal it to you, even if you don't remember it now. So
mm-hmm.
it's not a lost cause
mm-hmm.
if you don't remember anything from this evening.
Okay.
At least you'll have a little bit of experience with it so that you can try it on your own. You
yep.
can do this at home. You
yep.
can do it tomorrow night. You can do it on the weekend when you're more rested if you want to.
Fabulous.
Okay.
Wonderful.
So, and it's not just past lives. You know, you can go to the Akashic Records. You can go find your blueprint for perfect health before you came here, what you decided. You can go and meet your angels and guides. You can go to the Akashic mm-hmm. Records. There are just many different experiences that you can have.
Okay.
So, and I'm going to be doing a number of those with groups in the coming months. So
oh,
I'll be
good.
Talking about that at the end. Yeah, but we're going to be doing just one of them tonight because that's all we have time for.
Okay.
And what we're going to do is engage both the right and the left side of the brain, because the right side of the brain is where all of this imagination, visualization takes place.
Mm-hmm.
But the left side of the brain does not like to be left out.
Mm.
And if we ignore it, it will rebel. And so we're going to, and it will prevent you from accessing the right side. So I'm just going to be talking to you, and I'm going to be telling your right side. I usually talk to your soul, to the right side of the brain anyway, when I do all of my work. And And so we're going to be dealing with the right side, but I'm going to be telling the left side. So we're not excluding it.
Okay.
It's going to know everything that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, your unconscious as well. But I want you to start to imagine seeing with your mind, not with your eyes. And that's where a lot of people get hung up. Particularly men have problems with imagination and visualization, because, or anyone with a heavy masculine where you're analytical,
mm-hmm.
perhaps a CPA, someone like that, would have a difficult time with, a more difficult time with imagination. Not a hard and fast rule, but someone who's more used to focusing and engaging that left brain might have a little more difficulty. Something else I want to mention right now is that people should have their pen and paper, and they should also be thinking about what they would like to know from their past life, if they have any idea about that.
Okay.
If they don't have an idea, then they could just perhaps ask that a significant past life present itself that would have a lesson for them for this life. So that's the whole purpose of doing this, is to make your life lessons easier, because we all came here to learn things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We learned a lot in our past lives. We don't remember all of it. So shall I
please begin? Yes.
Or you want me to?
I'm staying right here. I'm going to be fully cognizant. Staying
no,
right
I
here.
I want you to be in trance.
You want me to or you don't want me to?
I don't know.
I will, I right here, I'm going to, that's where I'm going. Should I get a piece of paper? Because I know I'll get information just sitting here.
Well, that's up to you.
I'm going to.
All right, you get a piece of paper.
You can go on.
Okay.
You have to wait for me.
So what we're going to be doing is remembering important events in your mind. And those memories are what we're going to be working with. And if you can't see anything in your mind, that's any picture, maybe you see a color. Maybe seeing isn't your thing. Maybe you hear, or you hear a word, or you hear a sound. Or maybe you feel something, the hair on your arms, or in something in the pit of your stomach. Maybe you smell something, or maybe you taste something. So all of those senses are what we're going to be working with. And so once you get a picture or a feeling or an experience, just keep going with it. Don't stop. When you stop the picture, when you stop the sound, when you start to go over to your left brain and say, what was that? I don't know what that was. What did it mean? What, I don't know, what does all this mean? Who cares what it means? Just keep right on rolling. We're rolling a picture frame here. We're rolling a movie, and you don't want to stop it, because you get more information if you just let it keep rolling.
Okay.
Don't try to figure it out. It's just like your dreams when you have them. Just let it come.
Okay.
So here's the first visualization exercise that we're going to do. This is really exciting. So I'm excited for you. Okay. So close your eyes, and I'll ask you to see a picture or a color if you can, or a smell of some kind. So with your eyes closed, I want you to imagine that you're standing on a bridge, a walking bridge, and this is over a large highway. And there's lots of things going on. This is a very big city. You're standing on a bridge. Walking bridge over a large highway, very close to the highway. There are lots of things going on in a big city. Just imagine, just visualize that, paying attention, pictures, sounds, smells, tastes. Okay, now I want you to leave that scene, and I want you to go to the seashore. What do you see? Smell. What do you hear? Or what do you feel? And now we're going to leave the seashore, nice as it is, and we're going to go to the airport. What do you see there? What do you feel? What do you hear? Now we're going to leave that scene and we're going to go to an amusement park. I want you to get on one of the rides that you like. And I want you to listen. I want you to feel. I want you to see whatever is there. Now when you're ready, come back in this time. And so if you were in front of me, I'd be kind of checking to see whether there was anyone who had trouble with that process, if there was anything that you were able to see or not able to see. People generally don't have too much trouble with this. They can all visualize something. Mm-hmm. Occasionally, if someone has never been to an amusement park, or if I use a term like ride the carousel, and they don't know that a carousel is the same as a merry-go-round, they might not be able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, generally when they're standing on that bridge, you know, many people see the traffic and they hear the noise,
mm-hmm.
and they might smell the exhaust. And when they're in the seashore, they might even smell the fishiness or see the whatever's growing, algae or the lotus blossoms in the lake, whatever happens to be there. And at the airport, there might be a lot of noise, a lot of confusion with jets coming in and taking off. So all in all, that just kind of prepares you for what we're going to be doing as we go into the past life regression. And when we started this show, we talked about it. And as soon as we started talking about it, just as when you planned to start listening to this, your unconscious mind started paying attention. And it's been lining up things for you individually all this time. And it knows that we probably won't have enough time to get everything in. So it's going to bring the most important thing that's necessary for you to know to your attention for the rest of the experience that we have here. And sometimes we notice this right away with the visualization experience, that when people stand on that bridge over the highway, they don't see cars. They see chariots, or they see cars from maybe Ford, the Model A. So their unconscious mind is already bringing them back to another time, or perhaps they're seeing horses, you know, the Pony Express on that highway. So this is what happens, and that's how the mind associates different things as you begin to go into trance. You'll get your own info, information. You won't need to worry about it. Won't need to worry about any of it. So now we're going to go a little bit deeper. I want you to close your eyes again. And relax and take a breath. That breathing is always something that's really, really good to do. Not only does it keep you alive, but it allows you to go deeper and deeper into yourself. So taking another deep breath and releasing it and continuing to breathe throughout this entire time, I'd like you to visualize yourself eating a meal. Notice the people that are around you. Is that meal something that you had today? Or is it a special occasion? Can you taste that food? are your salivary glands working and your mouth watering? Can you smell anything? Okay, open your eyes. Now, even if you haven't finished the meal, a lot of people like to keep their eyes closed because it was so tasty. But you need to open your eyes now and notice whether you were able to smell any of the food or taste it. Because those are two other senses that are the least used by the body but are very, very powerful. I have the ability at times to smell disease, and it's most unpleasant when I come across people and they are ill. And they may not even know that they're ill, but I know that they're ill. And I've checked with many people over the years, and nobody else smells anything. So it can be a very potent sense that we have.
Mm-hmm.
We want to continue to develop it and not ignore it. So I just wanted to bring to your attention the fact that we're going to be seeing things, hearing things, sensing things outside the body and sensing things inside the body, as well as smelling and tasting things. All those are possibilities, okay? So now you might want to make sure that you turn your cell phones off and you position yourself in a place where you're not going to be disturbed. If you have a door that you can close, that would be very good. It's going to be a little disruptive for you if you have people streaming through the room that you're in while you're trying to go into trance. And don't worry about what happens. You're going to see what you're supposed to see because you just saw how easy it was to visualize things. And that's all we're going to be doing, guided imagery, visualizing, going into trance. It's very, very easy, very simple. You just relax now and allow the pictures to come. And remember that if they don't come now, they may come in a dream sometime during the next 3 days. That door will be open. So this is going to be at a very light level so that afterwards I'll ask you to write it down immediately. Don't talk to anyone else. So there'll be some dead air space on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
While you're writing, maybe I'll make some comments, but probably not because I don't want to disrupt the notes that you're taking.
Okay.
So you just write those down and just trust. Trust that you're going to get exactly what you need. Okay. So now close your eyes and relax. And take that nice deep breath. Take another breath. And one more. And then continue to breathe. And I want you to see the outside of the place where you live. Now I want you to go into the place where you live. See the door. Open it. Go in. Close the door behind you. Observe the first room that you go into. What is in the room? What are the details? Is there any furniture there? Wallpaper? Wall covering? Drapes? Curtains? Whatever there is underfoot. Notice all of that. Now I'd like you to go into the kitchen. Notice where the stove is. Where is the refrigerator? Where do you eat your meals? Picture it. All the details about it. Now I want you to go into the bedroom where you sleep. What furniture is in that place? Notice all the details about it. Now look at all the walls of that room. Find a wall with no door. Now make a door appear in the wall that does not have a door. Now open that door. When you open the door, you'll see a path that's going down. Walk down the path. There are some steps. It appears as if there is a long hallway. Begin slowly walking down the hall. There's just enough light so that you can see in the distance at the end of the hall an opening. So walk towards the opening. Walk towards the opening. Now that you've reached the opening, you're standing at the end of that hall. You have now reached the opening to the path. You know that when you next step, you will be in another place. You will be in another time. Step through the opening. Now you have stepped through the opening. Are you in the outside or are you inside? Notice your surroundings. See where you are. Become aware of yourself, of your body. Look down. Notice your shoes, if you have any on. Notice your clothes. Are you male or female? Are you young or old? Look at your hands. What do you notice about them? Become familiar, aware of this body. This is you. Notice all the details. Now go to the place where you live, where you eat, and where you sleep. stand in front of this place? What does it look like from the outside? Go inside and see what rooms are there. See where you cook your food. See yourself eating. Notice what you eat. What kind of food is it? Is there anyone else there with you? Does anyone else live with you? Identify their connection to you. If there is anyone there, now we're going to leave your home and we're going to see what you do all day. What takes up your time? What is your job? Or your occupation? Who are you? See if you can feel yourself doing that job right now. And now we're going to leave that job and go to an important day in that life. See what's happening at this most important day. Notice everything you can. Now we're going to leave that important day and we're going to go to another important day in that life. See what's happening. What's going on around you? What makes it important? Now, you're going to move forward to the last day of the life you're looking at. It won't bother you at all. You're just the observer. You're watching what's happening. Just notice it. Now, what's happened is done, and you are already on the other side of it. It's past. Notice, is there anyone in your current life who was in that life with you? Every lifetime has a lesson or a purpose. What was your lesson in that life? Trust anything that comes into your mind. Now I want you to turn around and come back into the room that you left. I'll be counting to 10 for you to come back feeling good and remembering everything that you gathered on this adventure. 1, notice how your blood is starting to flow through your veins again, not as sluggish as it was earlier. 3, 4, you have more physical awareness of what's going on in the room and home around you. 5, 6, you're aware of more sounds that you weren't aware of before. You're more aware here. 7, 8, coming up nicely. 9, 10, now you should be wide awake, remembering everything that you occurred. Write everything down. And when you're finished, we'll take a few minutes to do that. There will be no talking, and the radio will have just dead air for the next 3 minutes or so. And if some of you would like, you can share what you saw by calling in. And in 3 minutes, we'll give you those phone numbers.
Sounds good.
Okay, it seems like 3 minutes have passed. So if you want to finish up your writing, I just want to mention that, which I should have earlier, two of the most influential people Milton in the hypnotherapy field, Milton Erickson is one of them, known as the grandfather of hypnosis. And I've actually experienced him sitting next to me, working with me when I do hypnosis, and he's been gone from this planet for a long time. The other person is Dolores Cannon, and she is still working and traveling and internationally. She's 83 years old. And I know that Dolores and I have worked in the past in another life, but I have not uncovered that yet. But I just wanted to recommend both of those people if you ever run across anything with them.
Oh, okay.
And I could mention of where Dolores is going to be coming.
The cities?
Yeah, she is. In October, I think the first weekend in October, a Friday night, there's a something Edge Life is putting on. And it's just an evening introduction, and then the following day is a full-day workshop.
Oh.
So I'll be at both of those things.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah, she's
very
written
nice.
About 18 books. She's quite Nostradamus. She works with quite a few light beings as well. So,
okay.
Yeah, so if there's anybody who is interested in calling in and... Yeah,
yep.
Great.
All right, so, Shirley, you want to put it up to your ear so you can hear the... Hi, who are we speaking with? Hello?
Do you have your mute on?
Do you want to unmute? Did you want to share your experience?
And it might be just somebody who's listening, too.
I talk too much.
Okay, we'll put you back on hold, and then I'll come back to you again, just in case you're trying to unmute. Did you have a good experience with that, Beth?
I did. I had a really good
experience.
Well,
Beth will take the rest of the show.
That's why I'm going. We don't have to talk about me. How about you? Did you have an experience?
I did, yeah. I saw myself.
Oh, good.
Yep, in a life that I... have always known that I've lived in an era. Yeah.
Well, you know, Dolores Cannon talks about a gentleman who had a past life experience, and he contacted her later, and he said there was no way I was going to tell all those people that I was a murderer in that lifetime.
Oh, how nice.
So, you know, there are things that people don't choose to reveal and or haven't processed through or can't have figured out and aren't interested in sharing with the group. Totally understandable.
Right. So if you're listening and you do want to call in, 347-327-9360, we'd love to hear, you know, what you experienced during this guided visualization and to see if it brought up anything for you.
I would like to know if anybody knows anything about the King Arthur days. Did he actually have three wives? I need to find out details.
I think King Arthur was Guinevere.
I was one of the wives. I was the third one.
Oh, interesting.
The lucky
one.
They come in threes.
Because wasn't he married to Guinevere and she was in love with another man?
Yes, Lancelot.
Yeah, Sir Lancelot. That's it, yeah.
Well, that's the play anyway. But, yes, that comes off of that fable.
Well, you know, it's just interesting because I didn't ask her name. She was just showing me all this stuff, and he kept me in a tower because I was in love with somebody else, Guinevere. That would have been interesting going for the details.
Ah.
But all this other stuff was coming in, so.
Well, we were in that lifetime together, Beth, but I was a child then.
Did you die?
Did
I
die?
At a young age?
No. I don't know. I haven't explored that, but I do know I was a child there when King Arthur was married to Guinevere, and I was great pals with Merlin. And that's why Saint Germain is one of my major guides in this lifetime.
Wow. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was really good friends with Merlin, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very interesting.
Huh. You were my aunt.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Well.
Was I good to you?
Yeah.
It was good to you. It was one of my lifetimes I was really good to you.
I had a very happy childhood.
Oh, good. Good. Do we have any colors? No. Okay. People will sit here and...
Well, I know someone was on, and she wrote in the chat room that she's going to look into herself, so maybe she just wants to keep it, you know, private.
Well,
and
besides that, I also think that as you begin to talk, then more things come. Just like I said, when you write it down and then you say it to someone and you start to read it over like I'm going to tell everyone, oops, I forgot about something really important. I have to get that jotted down or I'm going to forget it. And that's more important than responding, you know, right here and now. So more important that people get their lesson and get it figured out when they get their aha moments, like Oprah says all the time.
Well, I kind of hope I break my lesson.
what I went through. Because I don't want to end up like that. You know, it's kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. My lesson was, I was in that lifetime, I was there for service, but I was alone.
Oh. Really?
And I'm like, yeah, I'm in service now, but I don't want to be alone. So, very interesting. Mm-hmm. But I chose to be alone so I could be in service.
Mm.
So, I guess my I am, you know, what I'm picking up is that my lesson is I can be of service, but I don't have to isolate myself and be alone. I can give of myself to others and also to someone who's in my life.
Mm-hmm.
That's really interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mine had to do with one of his wives had all these crowns, gems, and jewels, and all of a sudden I'm put in a tower, everything's taken away from me, but toward the end I got it back. So hopefully that's very symbolic for my current lifetime right now. So,
well, and funny thing is I was a governess.
Really?
Yeah. I find that hysterical after babysitting today and going, I can never do daycare. So, yeah.
Did you have a time period there?
Victoria. It was Victorian England.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I saw myself as tall and thin and brunette and very white skin.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Even my dress was plaid, you know, with a bustle and was a plaid print. And I had my hair in a bun with a hat.
Oh, because you were a nanny.
Uh-huh. And my shoes had the, you know, the little heel with the buckles.
Poppins, was it?
Yeah, something
Poppins.
Like that.
Like Mary Poppins.
It had little buttons down the front.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So if you had the buttons, you were very well taken care of.
Mm-hmm. I was dressed well, so I wasn't and the house I was living in by myself was not, you know, a mansion, but it was in a nice part of London, almost like a row house.
In London?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, how interesting.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Interesting.
Hmm.
Let's see what else comes through tonight.
Well, right, remember that 3-day door.
Yeah.
So we've just activated your unconscious, and it's bound to want to share more with you and give you more information. So just be ready for it. Keep that notepad and pen next to your bed with a little flashlight or something.
So when you were doing, you know, in the beginning, you were doing those little visualizations.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think, okay, was that past life coming through? I mean, what we were visualizing?
Mm-hmm. Well, what that does is it really prepares the body. It prepares the minds to know what's going on. It helps the conscious mind understand because you're taking it slow and easy, and it's the unconscious mind is getting awakened and it's getting excited. And so it's just preparing everything. It isn't just, it may seem like idle chit-chat, but it's not. It's something that's preparing for the process for you to go through it so that it's easier for you when you actually do it. So, yes, some of those things that you experienced when you did the little visualizations in the beginning certainly could be past lives that might be wanting to come through or experiences, and you might have those in your dream time, or you might already have an inkling of them, and you could just take that little snippet and you could do your own little creative visualization around it and fill in the blanks and elaborate on it and make it into a whole quilt instead of just one little thread.
Okay.
Because actually that's how all things are. And, you know, everything in the quantum world, I mean, we are in linear time, but everything is really quantum time, as we now know, and it's more like a spiral. So we can step off into these other worlds. They're still there. They're still, all those memories, all those experiences still exist. They don't just disappear.
Mm-hmm.
So you have access to them. It's just how much do you trust yourself and how deep do you want to go and what do you want to find out for yourself.
Interesting. Because I know another one of my past lives, I know where I've lived. That's the one that came up with the food.
Ah.
And it's like, oh, what do you mean food? And she said to visualize, you know, where you are, what you're eating, can you smell it? And I was like, oh, yeah, well, no,
But it was fresh. I could smell the corn.
Mm. You know, how often could somebody do this, like have sessions with you? If somebody was really ambitious, could they do it quite a bit in a week's time, or is it once every so often? What would your recommendation be?
Well, I think that's on an individual basis,
An individual basis?
Yeah, I think, I mean, you know, you could probably just do it on your own all the time, but, you know, there's, it's just like meditating. You do have a life that you live, and you need to have balance in your life, and you need to be living this life.
Mm-hmm.
The past lives are just to give you insight. They're not to be spent living in that
mm-hmm.
past.
Mm-hmm.
You want to live now.
Oh, yeah.
You just want to get your lessons from there so that you can use them. As much as I would be happy to have people coming all the time for past lives, but past lives aren't all I do. But no, I don't think it would be healthy to be doing past life regressions every day.
Have you ever had, well, just being an overachiever I am, I would do it. But have you ever had anybody get stuck in a past lifetime? Because I've known a lot of people to where they were stuck in that time period walking around, and they were not fully in their body and everything. Have you ever worked with people
mm-hmm.
like that?
No. Well, I'll tell you, I think that with the, so I don't know what your experiences were and what their affiliation was and what contracts they might have made or why they decided to do that. But the natural body rhythms are going to bring them out of trance. Now, if they decide, we have choice in everything that we do in this life. So if they decide that they want to stay as if they're living their life in the past, that's their choice. But they're not doing it in trance.
Oh.
Because the ultradian rhythms of the body will not allow that to happen.
Okay.
It's very hard to just stay focused. I mean, when you think of meditating, like, for 3 minutes, it's extremely difficult to hold that focus and that attention with that intention for an extreme period of time.
Mm-hmm.
So wherever that is has happened, I would say would need a little more investigation.
Well, I sometimes wonder if maybe they were walk-ins. Coming in and out, you know what I'm saying? Which I'm not the expert on walk-ins. I work with a lot of walk-ins, but I wonder. It could be that has gone on. Not sure.
I think that's another show. I'd be happy to talk about walk-ins, but that's not this. I think, yeah. So I think we could really go far afield with that.
Yeah.
So what do you charge for a session?
For... generally, $100 an hour.
Okay.
Hypnosis session might be a little different and depending, you know, that's something that would be negotiable between the person coming and myself. It sometimes takes more than an hour. I don't want people to become concerned about cost to the extent where they want to cut sessions short.
Gotcha.
You know, so if a session goes longer, so that's something that, you know, needs to be discussed individually.
Okay.
But because some people, like with you and Beth, I know you.
Mm-hmm.
So my rapport is already established. I don't have to establish credibility and my integrity with you.
Mm-hmm.
If someone walked in and knocked on the door now that I didn't know, I'd need to spend more time with them,
mm-hmm.
just getting to know them and getting comfortable. They'd need to be comfortable with
mm-hmm.
me, and that's
mm-hmm.
just got to be built into the session.
Sure. Okay.
So.
Okay.
Okay.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so is there a space, like a healing center that you do it out of, or...
I do my hypnosis and healing out of my home in White Bear Lake.
Okay.
And the website has all the information that people need, and they certainly can give me a call.
And what's your website?
Do you want me to
give
that information now?
Go ahead.
The website is wellness and the number 4, the letter U, .biz, B-I-Z, wellness4U, .biz. My phone number is 651-815-5030. 651-815-5030. And if anyone emails, I would suggest that you put hypnosis or past life regression in the subject line, because I get a lot of emails and I've had my computer trashed so many times that I just don't open emails from people that I think are legitimate business
mm-hmm.
or friends.
Mm-hmm.
So I would suggest you do that, and certainly do a, you know, feel like a follow-up phone call if I don't respond to your email. The email address is Shirley, Shirley, at wellnessforyou.biz, B-I-C. So I'm doing another past life regression as a group in person, which is a little bit easier, I think, sometimes for people to do.
Mm-hmm.
On Friday evening, September 26th, from 7 to 9 at the United United Theological Seminary, and it is it's at 3000 5th Street Northwest in New Brighton. It's right off 694 and Silver Lake Road.
Oh.
And lots of good parking, nice space. But I do need to know, all of the information will be on the website, and I do need to have registration because there's a limited seating, and I might be able to get a larger room if people register and we go over the number that we already have available in that room. I only have room for about 12 people. So I can get a bigger room maybe if I know about it in advance.
And is there a cost to that one?
There is, $20.
$20, folks, $20.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. $20 bill will get you in the door.
Well, that's a great way for people to try it out, though, too, because
oh, yeah.
if you're, you know, if, I mean, a couple friends may want to try it. That's a great venue to come to. It,
mm-hmm.
You know, $20 is
gives
is
you a
not
lot
very
of
much.
Conversation
yeah.
for the
Absolutely.
Week.
Absolutely.
For the week. And then there's something else I'd really like to announce if you
sure.
have enough time.
Absolutely.
I attended a healing, I attended a training session last weekend for Lyme disease, and I learned a new healing modality that's recently been brought to the planet by the angels.
Okay.
It was given to a Michael Rocheford in Champlin, and it's a new protocol for working with Lyme. And I agreed to train people in this modality, and so I'm looking for healers who are interested in being trained. It's totally free. I'd like 10 or more healers to train, because 10 is the number that the angels have said works magnificently to gather a group of 10 and to work on someone who has Lyme disease in an attempt to alleviate some of their symptoms. So that's also going to be on the website, and I would encourage anyone who is interested to please give me a call. It's something that you can add to the modalities that you use. The angels have asked that if we're doing 10 people and we're doing a healing with 10 healers, that we do not charge, but you can take it and use it individually in your practice, and then you certainly, because you would need more sessions, you are free to charge. So I'm not charging to do the training, and we would not be charging anything. you would not be receiving any compensation if you, you know, followed through with a group of 10 for the future. But if you decided that you wanted to use it individually in your practice, then that would be available for you to decide for yourself.
And did you say where that was located?
That's going to be at the Bremer Bank in Maplewood at 694 and White Bear Avenue. it's right in front of the Maplewood Mall. I don't have the address with me right this minute, but it's
what?
In between Wells Fargo, TCF and Wells Fargo Bank. All three banks are right there on White Bear Avenue is when you get off 694. But I will have all that on the website, and the number to call if you're interested in registering for that training session that's totally free is 651-815-5030. Thank you so much. Anyone
when,
who volunteers.
When was that one again?
Sorry.
That's going to be September 19th. It's also a Friday, and it will be from, I think it was 7 to 9:30, yes.
P.M.
P.M., thank you. All these are PM dates.
These are
yes.
P
The past life regression is also a PM date, which is another interesting thing to note about hypnosis, trance, past life regression. Anything that you do with guided imagery is always better later in the day because our rhythms, some people's body clocks, you know, are just different. They're the ones who love to work shift and they work the midnight shift. But most of us, our body clocks are designed that they start slowing down. So we start to go into that delta rhythm a little bit easier towards evening. So that's a better time to be doing it. So this was perfect timing as far as I was concerned.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else that you need people to know about? Do we have any questions?
No. Okay. I think that does it very well for this evening.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Yeah, that was wonderful. I mean, I literally, you know, when we were doing that guided meditation, I had to snap myself out of it. I was going somewhere, and I thought, oh, shoot.
I had to keep my eyes open.
I mean, I felt myself jerk myself back because I'm going, uh-oh. I don't know where I'm going. I went in deep.
And that's what happened to me when I first started doing this work. That was the most difficult thing because I love trance. And then having to stay and be the person who is doing the work and allowing the client to go into trance, that was the hardest thing for me. But I think I've mastered that now.
Oh, yes.
But we'll see.
Yes.
Well, thank you
for
being on the show this evening. You guys, if you would like to share your experiences or just give us some feedback on what, you know, how you liked this guided visualization, I'm going to call it, you know, shoot us an email or post it on Facebook underneath the show link. We'd love to hear from you. So we will catch you all next Tuesday, and you guys have a fabulous week.
Fabulous
and we send you love and light. Thank you, Shirley.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.